is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. I hope you have had a tremendous Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. We're underway in the week. We got Major League Baseball playoff action. We got Monday Night Football in Kansas City. The Saints in Kansas City trying to pick up a W. We'll get into all of that. We have so much more to do. I've been hanging out already for an hour. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 158, and a smart speaker. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Shout out to everybody out there on the road, people at home, people at work, whatever the hell you're doing. Thank you for being here. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers. They just beat the Cleveland Guardians, the final score, 3-0. And with that three-run bomb, these Detroit Tigers, they have evened up this series 1-1 as they travel tomorrow and play game 3 in Detroit. I know this is something, you know, just in general, the playoffs. This is the first time the Tigers have been there since 2013. We had a three-run bomb by Kerry Carpenter off of the best reliever in baseball. Class A's ERA for 2024 is ridiculous. Makes no sense. It's difficult to believe. He had a 6-1 ERA, .61. He pitched 74 innings and gave up 5 runs. That is nuts. It makes no sense. Schoolbull, of course, he kept the Tigers in a whole game from the get-go, mowing people down. At one inning, he got out of it, only threw, I think, 8 pitches. 7 innings total, 8 strikeouts. And then when we got to the got going, Kerry Carpenter, he put them away. This is the 3-run bomb in the 9th to give the Tigers a 3-0 lead, which they would ultimately win on. This is courtesy of the Tigers Radio Network.
2-2, Sweeney takes off, fly ball right field, this one's deep, going back is Brennan, he's looking up, and it's gone! Oh, man! Kerry Carpenter with 2 outs in the 9th, a 3-run bomb, and the Tigers take the lead 3-0.
Yeah, and Cleveland had no answer. And so now the series is tied at 1-1. I mean, just this past Saturday, the Guardians beat them down 7-0, and that would be the concern as we march towards game 3 on Wednesday. You know, outside of Schuble, you got to hope and pray that you can be kept in the game before you just get slapped around. But you got to figure, the fans in Detroit, they're going to be juiced. They're going to be ready for this. Like, they legitimately have a chance to go on to the American League Championship Series. Even saying that about the Tigers seems out of place. Congratulations to the Detroit Tigers. Going back off of a victory, that next game will take place on Wednesday. Game 3 out in Detroit. They're all tied up 1-1 between the Tigers and the Guardians. Meanwhile, in about 30 minutes or so, the New York Yankees are going to try to take a 2-0 series lead against the Kansas City Royals. So that game will start in a little more than 30 minutes from now. The New York Yankees, oh my God. Hickey, I know the Mets giving you a heart attack back and forth. That Yankees game, man, they just went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It was giving me indigestion, man.
That was a wild game. That was fun. Playoff baseball so far, with the wild card series and now the first few games of these DS series in both the AL and NL, they've been a lot of fun. They've been a lot of fun.
They have. I mean, even the way this game ended, I was like, okay, we got a little bit of a pitcher's duel here. And then it ended. It took one swing of the bat for them to put up those 3 runs. Now that I've said all of that, can I make my complaint? You ready for this?
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm sick and tired of trying to think where the game is. Like, I don't want to spend 5 minutes trying to identify the game, Hickey. I'm like, is the game on ESPN or is that only the wild card round? And if it's not on ESPN, do I got to go to a Turner property? And then I'm like, hey, I haven't watched anything Turner since basketball in the summertime. So now I got to log into to HBO Max because the stupid app, what is this stupid thing called? I don't even know what the app is called.
Max.
Yeah, well, Max is fine, but then the TBS app is one of the worst apps on earth. So I just want to watch the baseball. This is like a regular season game. Like, the only thing they haven't done, and I'm sure it's not the case, could you imagine if they put one of these games on Apple TV?
Look, don't put it past them. Do not put it past them. It's probably coming soon.
World Series Game 1, Apple TV, figure it out. Like, I have it. Do I have it? Am I paying for it? Are they taking money? Is it a subscription? Is it a free trial? Do they take the money already? Hickey, do you have Apple TV?
I do not.
Oh, man. Oh. Why don't they do World Series Game 1 Sunday morning on Peacock?
That 11 a.m. game?
Yeah, just Major League Baseball. Just always, I got to watch my words. If a guy rolled up to Rob Manfred on the street and just wrote him a blank check, hey, here's $10 million. We want to do one baseball game. He's like, what is it going to broadcast on? He's like, I don't know. Rob Manfred would just take the check. Like, we'll take the money and figure it out later. That's my one complaint.
What New about York game times?
Oh, my God. Don't get me started. So they say first pitch for tonight at Yankee Stadium is what? 7:38 local time?
Yes.
They're going to throw that ball. Is Rodon going to throw the ball at 7:38?
I would think so. I think they're pretty on time.
So you can con the people and tell them to tune in at 7:30. And he can throw the first pitch 8 minutes after that.
With the timer in the background, I'm sure, too, sponsored by someone.
They do it. You know, I give them credit. They do a good job, you know, because they got the producer there yelling at the umpire, telling, hey, tell the guy to throw the ball, you know. So they do good. Here's another complaint. You ready?
Sure.
I hate that blue screen, that blue-green screen behind the backstop. And so the pitcher, when he's winding up, I see the fuzziness. Like, we're not that technologically advanced yet. Like, I feel like I'm watching a movie while the pitcher's winding up. You know what I'm talking about?
I do, and I feel like we should be, though, technologically advanced. Like, we should be there where the green screen looks seamless, and you can't tell that, like you said, it's just one screen that is constantly changing, because you're right. Every time they wind up, it is distracting.
Sometimes. Like, for a while, you watch the NBA game, you go, oh, they got a logo on the court. All of those logos are not there. You know, like, they're not there, but they're not. I guess we've gotten to the point where they're not all that distracting. But I don't want to be the old man telling these places not to make money. I can't understand for the life of me. I believe it's a German hardware brand that everybody has to wear on their helmet right now. Like, why? Why? What's the point of that?
And why are you waiting now? Why couldn't this happen in the regular season? Not that I want it to happen, but doesn't it seem a little, it seems worse, I think, that you throw this on the helmets as soon as, let's say, more people start watching games than otherwise would in the regular season.
Yeah, I guess that's what they had to sell them on. Bruh, I don't, what is Strauss, what is it? It's like, it's a German company. What do they sell, struts or helmets? Like, what are they doing?
You know more than I do. I have no reason to look it up. I didn't care. So you already, just by saying German and maybe some parts, know more than I do.
So I want to know who at the company got bamboozled. Congratulations. Whoever sold this at Major League Baseball is a genius. They're a genius. Because you conned a German company into slapping their logo onto helmets. Like, who the hell in America is interested? Nobody knows. Let's see what this is. Hickey, I need to know. I feel like it's a...
Uh-oh. Is it working?
Nah. Is what working?
The marketing.
What, for me to talk about it on the air?
You're talking about it on the air. You're about to look it up right now, which is going to get on your phone, going to get in your algorithm. All of a sudden, now you're going to start seeing Strauss advertisements anytime you open up social media.
Strauss is a German-based apparel company.
Oh, apparel.
Major League Baseball announced a multi-year partnership with them that will run through 2027. We're proud that Strauss selected baseball as the marketing platform to introduce its brand to the U.S. market. So they got a lot of money and they're testing stuff. Okay. How much did Strauss pay for this? According to reporting from The Athletic, the league average for advertisers to pay for patches is 7 to 8. And so that gives you a roundabout. Now, was that for the whole year? I don't know. Anyway, here we go. Strauss. What are they selling? I don't know. Hickey, this is dumb.
Any apparel that looks good that maybe all of a sudden you need some new joggers, need a new sweatshirt?
It looks like a German guy smiling.
Sheesh.
You go to Strauss.com. They got a store in Venice in California. So I guess they on the beach. I don't know. What am I buying from these people? Products. Here we go. Men. Okay, so men, women, work pants, shorts. Okay, a t-shirt. What is this t-shirt?
How much are you charging for a t-shirt?
Hickey, it's a white t-shirt for $20, available in four colors. I don't know. Maybe this is tactical wear. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Hickey, this looks like regular ass clothes to me. Okay.
It's not. The Germans are trying to bamboozle us by selling us in normal clothing.
It's a black. It's an all-black hoodie that costs $65. No thanks. Man. I don't know. What are these shorts? Just shorts, tactical. Oh, my God. Concrete light, $80. Yeah, these are working man clothes, Hickey. I don't know.
Hmm.
We got a lot of working men listening, working men and women. So maybe they know Strauss better than I do. It just seems ridiculous for Major League Baseball to have this stupid patch on their helmets. Anyway. How many shirts you think they've sold? Do you think they've sold 100 hoodies off of all this advertising?
I honestly would be shocked if they even sold one. Because how many people are actually looking it up? I would have never looked it up didn't do it.
The millions of people sitting around watching baseball in the country, all of the games, they've been on helmets, every single helmet.
Yeah, okay, maybe right.
Yeah, so people are doing what I do. I'm sitting on the couch, I'm laying upside down, and I'm going, Strauss, what is this? Not that you're buying anything. You got to Google it first, and then you got to go, oh, yeah, sure, I'm just going to buy it because I saw it on the side of a helmet. I don't know if you're getting that conversion rate, you know?
A normal t-shirt I could get literally anywhere, online, on Amazon, in the store, buy me, but I'm going to buy it from here because yeah. I see it in front of me. I'm with you. I don't think that's actually, you're right, you're probably right. People are definitely looking it up out of curiosity. Is that going to equal sales? I highly doubt it.
Well, the German guy on the front of the page looks happy, so. He has a big old smile in his Strauss way. I assume he's a German guy. I don't know. What do I know? Anyway, congratulations to the Detroit Tigers going back to Detroit with a victory. 3-2-0. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I can tell you, hey, Hickey, I know one company that won't be advertising here on the JR Sport Brief Show. I think I know that one.
Well, if anything, maybe you sold them on, hey, let's get more creative. You could do that in radio. Maybe we could sell your product better than just slapping a logo on a helmet and expecting that to improve sales.
Unless somebody else in the country complained about the helmets as well. I'm sure someone did. They got a lot of attention from us. Congratulations, Strauss. Hey, speaking of congratulations. Congratulations to Vanderbilt. Thank you so much for beating Alabama. I appreciate you. As a fan of the Georgia Bulldogs, after what they did smacking us 41-34 last week, but then almost giving up the lead, thank you, Vanderbilt, for getting the job done. Alabama has now fallen to 4-1. They have fallen out of the number one spot in the AP rankings. They now sit at number 7. They dropped 6 spots after taking this beatdown or whooping. This is Vanderbilt's first win over a number one team ever. Alabama, the Crimson Tide, they were almost 23-point favorites against Vanderbilt. They haven't beaten Alabama in about 40 years. This was a 23-game losing streak. Congratulations and thank you to Vanderbilt. You have proven and shown right now Alabama's defense. It sucks. Thank you. I love it. And then after the victory, not only did they rip down the goalposts, of which they've now been charged $100,000 for, because the fans took the goalpost and they dumped it in the river. And that $100,000 is the part that sucks. It goes to Alabama. Thank God nobody. Hickey, did you hear about an injury? Anybody get hurt?
Surprisingly, no, I did not.
Wow. Good. Now, I get scared about that. Maybe I'm no longer a fun guy. Never was. I always thought that was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. Ripping down a goalpost? I feel like you can seriously get injured or hurt doing that.
Well, if there's going to be one school and I guess one student body that would do that smartly and safely, wouldn't it be Vanderbilt? I'm sure they had some sort of technology. They cut them down. Maybe they just knew, okay, A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So if we get this much pressure here, they'll come down slowly. Everyone get out of the way. I would imagine if there's one student body that could smartly, safely take down the goalposts easily without getting anyone hurt, it would be them.
They took it 2 miles and dumped it in the river.
That's crazy.
And now the 2 miles taking a goal. How do you carry? I'd be tired after one.
I guess with a police escort too. That was pretty cool.
I guess they had all. I guess if you're juiced up on alcohol, you can carry anything 2 miles, right?
2 miles is a long. That's a long way. Imagine too with your arms up over your head because you're holding this thing up.
How many people? There's a crap ton of people just. No, alcohol will make you do anything, Icky. Let's put it that way.
You are right about that.
Yeah, the quarterback. Diego Pavia, he went out there, had himself a game, 252 yards passing, 2 touchdowns. And as you can imagine, on the SEC network, he was he's pretty elated.
Look at this. Look at this. Daddy, what
the hurt? Diego, what were you saying to your team to finish this game?
Games like this change your life, you know what I mean? It's all about hype. Nowadays, and I don't like it like that, but it's a reality of NAL and all that stuff. But no, just stay grounded, be where my feet are, and every single day tomorrow, I gotta work on Kentucky.
You had 70 family members here. What did it mean to do this in front of them?
Where they at? Where they at? Where's the family? Where's the family? Come on!
Yeah, man. Hickey, you hear that music in the background?
Oh, yeah.
How could they not be hyped up? Like, I'd carry anything 2 miles if that was blasting. Come on now.
Does get you, Zombie Nation gets you fired up.
Yeah, that's some bust some people up music. Well, and they bust up Alabama. Thank you so much. Not that anybody's going to expect anything from Vanderbilt the rest of the way. They have a record now of 3-2. And they did what they did, the Lord's work. Thank you for going out there and beating Alabama. And Alabama, they were quite upset. Malachi Moore had to go out and put out an apology. He was pushing around Pavia. He was throwing his mouthpiece. He was getting penalized. He was acting like a complete crazy person because the loss was on the horizon. And so today, the head coach, Kalen DeBoer, everybody was kissing his behind. Oh, everything looks good. Everything looks great. Oh, we haven't lost a step. You know, without having Nick Saban here, Kalen DeBoer had to explain the behavior of Malachi Moore. And then had to explain why he's not going to suspend one of his best players.
I think the thing I want to make sure Bama fans know is that this guy has been rock solid and been in a critical, critical piece along with others. There are some others as well of keeping this thing together since January. Okay. When a lot of people guys chose to leave, this guy stood firm. This guy loves Alabama football. He works relentlessly out there every single day on the football field. It's the passion that I hope, questions asked about me and the passion and frustration. I mean, that's what you saw from him. And so, yeah, there's some things that, you know, he regrets and wishes probably didn't do. Yeah, but he's owned up to it and we've handled it internally.
That's what they do, right? Handle things internally. Think about some of these scores that Alabama has given up. They had a big old lead against the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs almost fought back into that game. Put up almost 34 points, getting smashed. Almost lost. And now they lose to Vanderbilt? Allow them to put up 40 points? Got to start thinking about that defense, right? You have to think about the mindset of one of your key defenders in Malachi Moore. And someone who did have some words for both Malachi and the new head coach, Kalen DeBoer, is Damian Harris, who used to run the ball for Alabama. Listen to what he told The Athletic.
But what you did last night on that football field was complete and utter bullshit. Like, I'm bigger than the game. I'm bigger than the team. I'm bigger than this moment. Hey, everybody, look at me. Look at how pissed off I am. Look at what I got to say about it. Let me pick up a ridiculous 15-yard penalty for no apparent reason. And you call yourself a two-time captain. I can tell y'all what would have happened in the days that I was there we would have tried to rip the C off of his jersey. We would have lit him up. But I'm going to tell y'all exactly why he feels like he can't act like that. Is you go and you look at what Kalen DeBoer said in his post-game press conference about Malachi Moore. Oh, well, you know, he's one of our guys and he's one of our leaders. And yeah, we expect him to use this and only bring positivity for the rest of the season. Man, damn that. What's up with that? Nick Saban would have said that? No, that does not help you control the talent and the level of guys that you've never coached before, guys that you've never had experience with at a program that you don't have. You don't know what it takes to win these kind of games. And you just come in here trying to be everybody's buddy, buddy. You try to be everybody's friend. Well, what does that get you? That gets you beat against Vandy on the road.
Oh, wow. He called them soft without calling them soft. Anyway, Hickey, I told you Alabama. Well, last week I said Georgia. Georgia no national championship. Hickey, Alabama no national title.
Wow, no. Cross off the list.
Both of them.
Wow, so you know what this means, by the way? No Go Georgia, ahead. No Alabama. You know who's then slowly rising up the ranks?
You going to tell me about Penn State?
Penn State? No hey, national. Those two no, out.
Nope.
See you later.
Nope.
No,
nope.
What do you mean?
Nope.
No. What do you mean?
Nope.
They haven't lost to Vanderbilt?
They beat you. They beat UCLA. They got what they can play USC, the other California school next, right?
That's right. Got to go across the country now.
So they'll win. Look, man, Penn State is going to sit in this four-ish spot for the rest of the year. They're going to be around five-ish. Okay, you think they win a national championship?
Well, I hope they beat Ohio State first in a month, and then we'll go from there. Then we'll get nuts.
Yeah, good luck. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if we got Texas or Ohio State. But here's the thing. Alabama can't stop anybody from scoring right now. The Georgia Bulldogs can't go out there and score worth a damn. They beat Auburn 31-13. Good. They take on Mississippi State next, so hopefully they can get their offense revved up against those losers. I got Texas. If their quarterback Ewers can stay healthy, and he's supposed to be back when they take on the Sooners next. Look, if the Bulldogs ain't going to win, I don't need Alabama winning either, and they're not. I said it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you about an NFL team and a quarterback. After watching them yesterday, they definitely not winning, and their quarterback said we're not even a championship contender. You can follow him and him or me or both of us. It's the truth. I'll tell you what team it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, I told you about Alabama losing to Vanderbilt. Can't forget about Tennessee also going out there losing to Arkansas. And this was supposed to be the light version. This was supposed to be a light weekend in the college football world. And we got two massive disappointments. We did. In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about another disappointment. This team is in the NFL. Their star quarterback is saying we're not a championship team. And it's like, yeah, we know. I'll tell you who that is in a second. But we got some folks here on the line that want to say some things. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thomas is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Thomas?
Hello, JR. I just got some reaction to the Packers-Rams game as a Packers fan, so I'm going to hit you with my game notes.
Oh, my God. You have notes?
Oh, absolutely. I was taking notes during the game, literally.
Okay, can you...
JR, I think I've told you on your show, I'm looking to go into sports broadcasting or journalism, so...
Well, terrific. Good, what's up?
I got to get that working. So, good. Number one, Jordan Love. If I were to give him a grade from A to F, I gave him right kind of down the middle a solid B+. I saw some good, I saw some bad, and I saw some places where we need improvement. Number two.
How many notes do you have? How many points?
Three.
Okay, hurry up.
Yep. Number two, Jaden Reed. I was really impressed by what I saw from him. Obviously, with Dobbs being out, I'm not really going to talk about that nor care to. And number three, the defense and penalties. The penalties were definitely a little bit lower than last week, but the defense, the run defense, needs to improve. And that's something, even me, being as young as I am, I'm 21, by the way, going to be 22 in March of 25. But even for the longest of times, the defense has always been a struggle for as long as I've been a Packers fan. And I love what I'm seeing from Jeff Hafley, but that's inconsistent. and I want more consistency on the defense, especially defending the
block. Thomas, they're going to be in shootouts all year long. And, I mean, they got another one coming up against Arizona because that's all they do. It's the Kyler Murray show. Is he going to run around for 50 or 80 yards? Is he going to throw for 150? Is he throwing for 300? Arizona Cardinals are very unpredictable. I can expect a shootout on that one. I'll tell you this, though. If Jordan Love is healthy, I wouldn't worry about too much else. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, good point. But if I look at their next four games, and I'll end with this, JR, before the bye week, Arizona, Houston, at Jacksonville, and at home against Detroit, I could potentially see them, I'm being very optimistic here, going either 2-2 or 3-1.
Yeah. We know best-case scenario is 3-1.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. I mean, they're going to lose. Maybe they don't lose to Detroit, or maybe they should beat Arizona, Houston, or Jacksonville. Maybe they'll beat Houston or Detroit, or they go 2-2. You're right. Let's see.
Yep. Well, JR, that's all I got for you. I know you got folks on the hotline, so I appreciate you taking the call. Love the show, and much love from all the way out here on the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin from La Crosse. Appreciate it, JR.
Well, damn. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you. You take it easy, bro. And nice call. Hickey, did you like his points? His 3 points were good.
Good note-taking.
Yeah, I heard him flipping a paper. I said, wait, he really has notes here. Good. A lot of people call up, and they don't know what the hell they're saying. Thank you so much. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Damon is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Damon?
How you doing, JR?
Great.
I'm doing my little research from my mental, and I was calling to see about how do you feel about Cam Ward winning the Heisman, the tremendous comeback that they had, and just also just your perspective on how do you think that the Phillies-Mets series is going to go?
Okay, so which one do you want me to answer first?
It's up to you, sir.
Okay. Well, to the dismay of Hickey, unless he's going to go out there and throw the ball, I have the Phillies ultimately winning against the Mets, okay? I think their pitching is better. I think they got a deeper lineup.
I appreciate that. And I ain't going to say he was, but he probably wanted to hang up on me when I brought that subject up.
We don't do that around here.
Your other question.
Well, he's busy. Your other question about you asked me about Miami?
Yeah, Miami has actually been my favorite college team since like Kelly Kozar, Testaverde days.
Oh my God.
I rep them.
Well, let me tell you something. I don't care where they're ranked right now. They're currently sitting at number 6. Does every game have to be a comeback story? And then the teams that they're beating up on in the ACC, like, come on, they got FSU ahead of them. And what was supposed to have been a great game, what do we expect out of FSU for them to smash them? So you look at the schedule, and you look at just even the past two games. They had the comeback against Cal. Over the weekend. What was that, the Friday night? Yeah, I was here in the studio. That was a Friday night game.
No, that was the Virginia Tech game because I'm in Virginia. And look at the first four games before that.
Damon, I'm talking about the game that just took place a few days ago.
Yeah, Cal.
Yes, the late night game. They had to come back against both of them. So you want to tell me about the first four games? We live in a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately world. And look at what they did against the first four. Look at the teams that they played. When you look at the teams that they're beating up and playing, and then you're looking at, I mean, they went out.
Didn't Alabama just lose to Vanderbilt, though?
What the hell does that have to do with what I just said about Miami?
I was just calling about them getting into the playoffs and Cam Ward.
Yes, they will get.
Or probably winning the Heisman.
They'll get into the playoff because they'll probably be the top team in the ACC, unless the Boise State running back continues to run out of his mind, unless he slows down. Then yeah, Cam Ward will have a chance.
Oh, that boy bad.
Yeah, but when I think about like to be honest, I can start thinking about 12 teams, but I'm really thinking about teams that are going to win. Like, I don't care. Miami's not winning the championship, bro. They're not.
All right, right now, real quick, and I'm going to let you go off after this. Besides really Ohio State and Texas, I think Miami is right there.
Well, they're going to have to prove it when the playoff comes, because the teams that they have in front of them right now, that they're powder puffs. We'll see. We'll see, D.
All right. Okay. Have a good one, bro.
You as well. Thank you for calling from Virginia. Yeah, like who's Miami beating? Like, where's the stiffest competition? Like, they're taking on Virginia Tech. They're taking on Cal late at night, going all the way out to California. I saw how far the bus had to travel. Not the players, but the equipment. Truck had to leave days earlier just to get out there. Come on, man. Let me know when they beat somebody that's worth a damn. They won't face anybody worth a damn until they get into the playoff. They'll be looking at Clemson and look, let's get to that game. But every other game that they have here, and that's assuming that we have an ACC championship that Miami's a part of. I don't see any reason why not. Playoff? I hate to hit you with the Mara, but playoffs? Yeah, they'll get in. But winning it? No. Hickey, you got Miami winning the championship?
No. I think they can win the ACC still. Make some noise in the play. I think they can win a playoff game or two, depending on the matchup, but no national title. I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, they beat FAMU. Come on. Shout out to Tallahassee. Shout out to everybody in Florida, too. Hickey, you saw that? Milton? That's the name of the storm, I think.
Yeah, he's a five. Cat five now. Yeah. This is no joke.
I hate him. I don't know him, but I hate him. I have to call my family, Hickey. I call my family.
Batten down the hatches. This is a scary time.
Yeah, it is. I could say some worse words for Milton, but keep it clean. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk to you about the Bengals. Yeah, I told you Miami, not all that optimistic about what they do in the playoffs. Well, damn it, the Cincinnati Bengals, they may not even smell the playoffs this year. We'll get into Joe Burrow, some of his words after that back-and-forth game versus the Ravens yesterday. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout-outs to the game. Yeah, straight West Coast, and we're going to get into the West Coast. Hickey, isn't it ironic? What was it, like 2-3 weeks ago we were talking about the fights that always happen in California? I feel like there's more fights that happen in sporting events in California than any other place.
I would agree. And we kind of got that proven true last night.
Yeah, we're going to get into what happened with the Padres. The Padres were laying the smackdown on the Dodgers, and the Dodger fans tried to lay the smackdown physically on the Padres. A lot of beef. There's a series to watch. If Hickey, you know what would really turn things up? If somebody hits you-know-who.
Oh.
International incident. But you can't do that, right? Because he'll steal a base.
International incident.
Yeah, and then he'll hit a home run afterwards. You know he would.
That's funny. And you're probably right about that. He'll steal second, third, and home just to make a point, and then hit one out of the ballpark.
Yeah. And for anyone not familiar, we're talking about Shohei Ohtani. But wouldn't that be cool, though? Hickey, could you imagine? Could you imagine if somebody hits the golden goose?
And imagine he charges the mound?
No, he won't. No.
Well, just imagine.
So much discipline. Has he even ever glared at somebody?
He had a bat flip in game one. That was some of the most emotion I've ever seen from him. So I'm not even sure if we've ever even gotten a glare to kind of get him fired up.
Well, Shohei Ohtani, he's not human. You know?
Right.
I mean, if he didn't have a wife, if he didn't have a dog, I'd be like, this guy's not even a human being. They put him in the back, they connect him to the wall charger, and they just bring him back out for the next game. Like, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't do anything, he just has this dog and this wife that nobody's ever heard of until now. Okay. Anyway, good for him. I think the Dodgers are going to win that series, though, unfortunately. And how about this? The New York Yankees and the Kansas City Royals, they are underway. New York Yankees have that 1-0 series lead. And they started 1 minute after the stated start time of 7:38 local time. So let's see what the New York Yankees can do and what the Kansas City Royals can do. I know Aaron Judge didn't have the greatest of games in the last go round, 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. And then Bobby Witt Jr., he didn't get on base with a hit as well. So let's see if the Stars decide to show up tonight in the Bronx, New York. Speaking of stars showing up, no greater star, well, specifically if you want to ask Derrick Henry, no greater star in the NFL than Lamar Jackson. This was one back and forth of a game. You thought the Yankees and the Royals had one back and forth over the weekend. The Ravens beat the Bengals yesterday, 41-38 in overtime. I was watching this game going, here we go. Bengals are going to try to show some signs of life. And then the Ravens answered back. And then it looked like the Ravens were going to give the ball away. Lamar Jackson mishandling fumbles, and then he's stiff-arming guys into the ground, and he's throwing touchdowns. And they ultimately went to overtime and won. Justin Tucker hit a 24-yard field goal. Derrick Henry went on, a 50-yard run to basically set him up in overtime, and that was all she wrote. These Bengals had so many damn chances, and right now the Bengals, they're cooked. You know, we talked about 0-2 and being bad. Well, now they're 1-4. They're just going to go on a 10-game winning streak? Who the hell are they going to beat giving up this many points? And I get it, it's the Baltimore Ravens, but the Bengals, and they haven't been able to stop anybody. And so Lamar Jackson in a back-and-forth thriller, a comeback game, 348 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Derrick Henry had 92 yards in a TD. And then after the game, Derrick Henry, as I told you, was not shy in letting everybody know that Lamar Jackson is the best player. Forget quarterback. He's the best damn guy in the whole league.
That was like third MVP level for him. That was one of a kind of game. Just especially the one where he was getting sacked, got out the pocket, kept running down. Almost out of bounds, threw that ball back to Zay. That was just, you know, that's why Lamar is who Lamar is and best player in the league. He's a GOAT for a reason.
I hope people remember that. Well, not Derrick Henry's words, but his performance yesterday. Hickey, did you see? I know you did. He's stiff-arming guys and throwing touchdowns and running away. You're like, oh, my God, negative yardage, and he just turns it around. He's a freak.
It's so funny, too, because like he had trouble catching the ball, which is like the simplest thing a quarterback can do. Like, oh, look at this guy. He's so uncoordinated. Then he picks it up after fumbling it around, shoves Sam Hubbard to the ground, which if you're, by the way, his teammates probably laughing at him now, getting stiff-armed by a quarterback, and then just off balance, falling into the sideline, throwing it up. That was incredible.
It was. I mean, you look at that and go, who the hell else can do that?
No one.
I don't think anybody else in the league, like for what he can do, what Patrick Mahomes can do. Mahomes is getting ready to play against the Chiefs in another 20 minutes or so. Like, they have different skill sets, but they are so unique and makes it fun. Watching Mahomes, watching Josh Allen, watching Lamar. And we know, you look at the other guy, he is a winner. I say the other guy, it's Joe Burrow. He had 5 touchdowns yesterday, 392 yards passing, still in a loss. And Joe Burrow wasn't shy in saying, we suck.
We're not a championship level team right now. We're not. I like to think that, you know, we'll come back and improve throughout the season to get to that point. But right now we are not, and we have to get better.
Yeah, I don't know. Do something with the defense, bro. Oh, he can't. They have the New York Giants next. It took the New York Giants blocking a kick, returning it to help win the game against the Seahawks. Nobody saw that coming. Daniel Jones has looked good. I guess for a week or two, people can, and some of the people in New York can drink the Daniel Jones Kool-Aid. I ain't drinking it. New York Giants now have a record of 2-3. Bengals have a record of 1-4. Hickey, I'm going to laugh. Like, somebody has to win the game. Could you imagine if the Giants win this game against the Bengals? They're going to be Giants fans who are just going to, they're going to be overly optimistic.
They may give Daniel Jones another contract extension just by winning that game.
Now, I think Joe Shane got the message from his kid. Like, nah, we should have had the other guy, but we couldn't get him. Yeah, but the Bengals are done. Ain't no winning streak going to save them. Not them giving up this many points on a week-to-week basis. Defense stinks. And the Ravens, good for them. They now have a record of 3-2. And this is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be a real fun one. They have Washington up next. And Washington just beat the Browns. And if you go ahead and think about Jaden Daniels, he didn't have the greatest game in the world. He did rush for 82 yards. Deshaun Watson, this man was sacked 7 times. He's a quarterback who's been sacked the most in the entire NFL. And it's just, it's starting to get real ugly for a few teams. It's real ugly for the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me tell you, it is real, real ugly for the Browns. And then I told you the game that started it all yesterday in London for the New York Jets. It was poor fans who had to pay for that. I mean, you saw Aaron Rodgers screaming in pain. It is real bad for the Jets, the Browns, and the Bengals. Well, two of those teams are 1-4. And the Jets, they just got an old quarterback. We're going to talk about all three of these loser teams on the other side of the break. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll talk about the Bengals. Talk about the Browns. Talk about the Jets. I'll talk to you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.